holiday songs are often focused on the happiest time of the year. But our search for happiness as individuals and as a culture often leaves us disappointed. So what is the secret to finding and maintaining a sense of satisfaction, if we call it happiness? Joining us live is Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. Arthur, good to have you with us this morning. Welcome to WTOP.
Thanks. Great. Nice to have me. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays.
In all honesty, you bummed me out when you told me about this happiness thing here. I couldn't believe how little control we have over happiness. Tell me about it.
Well, actually, that should give you power. One of the things that, you know, everybody's got these cheerful coworkers who are very annoying, and you think they must have some sort of secret potion. Now, what are they drinking, man? But the truth is that half of your happiness is genetic, and understanding that's really important, and understanding that only about 12% of your happiness is under your control, but you really can't control it.
How do we control that 12%?
You got to pay attention to four things and four things only, and not waste your time on other stuff. Don't waste your time on money. Don't waste your time on these things. Spend your time on faith, family, friends, and work, making sure that your work serves others and creates value. And if you do those four things, you're going to get the maximum amount of happiness.
You mean that house and car don't do anything?
And it turns out that the interesting thing about the house and the car is they give you between 3 and 6 months of happiness. So people will work for years just to make a boatload of dough and buy that dream house, and 6 months later they're back to their old bummed out ways.
Wow.
It's actually kind of funny.
Depressing. That is funny.
So it's about 48% genetics, 12% we can control, and what's the rest?
The rest is these events. So the events that people work for, and it's really good to have goals. Don't get me wrong. It's important to be working towards something big in your life. But don't expect that those big things, when you achieve them, or even if bad things happen to you, that they're going to permanently bring you down. If you get fired from your job, you'll be fine. I mean, after a while, you know, you get that big promotion or a big raise, that'll be great. But don't expect it to actually make you permanently happier. It's 40% at any given time, but doesn't last more than a few months.
Interestingly, I read this book called Happiness many years ago, written by the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And in it, he says the secret to happiness is simply saying, I'm going to be happy. Is there anything to that?
Well, it's important to understand that their frame of mind is critical, and not having what you want, but wanting what you have. That's what His Holiness the Dalai Lama always talks about. But the truth of the matter is that you can induce that without getting yourself into a Zen-like state by simply, you know, those of us in the West who are not Buddhists, most of us, can be pretty good at that by focusing on the things that really do bring the most happiness and get us into that state: faith, family, community, and good work.
You mean that chocolate sundae doesn't do anything for us?
That chocolate sundae will give you a few minutes, but you'll be working it off a few hours later.
Pretty good few minutes, though, I have to say.
I want to tell you.
Knowing what goes into happiness, is it easier or more difficult to achieve it?
Knowledge is absolute power on this one. It's so important. It's actually changed my life. I've been doing work on happiness for more than a decade now. And every time I write about it, it reminds me of the things that I'm doing wrong. And it makes me a better dad, I have to say, too. And, you know, I'm the president of AEI, this think tank in Washington. And it makes me probably better to work for, quite frankly.
You know what? I like you. You're a good guy.
Well, thanks. I like you guys, too.
Yeah, it's been a happy moment.
Oh, you guys are making me happy here.
Have a great holiday season. Arthur Brooks, thanks so much.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.